Ours to Protect, in association with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information. This week we look at an exciting mobile exhibit called Biorbic Biobus, which is coming to Wexford next weekend. Biobus is an initiative to explore our petrochemical economy and heavy reliance on crude oil in many of the products we use on a daily basis. The initiative is part of Bioeconomy Ireland Week, which takes place from the 14th to the 22nd of October. Our guest this week is Tommy Boland. Tommy is a professor at University College Dublin, where the Biorbic Research Centre is based for the School of Agriculture and Food Science. We began our conversation with Tommy out and about in Wexford Town by asking about the background to all of this.
The School of Agriculture and Food Science, based in University College Dublin, covers research and education right across all aspects of the agri-food sector. And a very important part of that is looking at enhancing the sustainability of agriculture, the sustainability of food, but also the sustainability of our wider society. And that's where the Biorbic Research Centre comes into play. That's a nationally funded Science Foundation Ireland Research Centre, which brings together a number of different actors and a number of different research organisations across the country to look at developing more sustainable ways of producing the products we use in every aspect of our daily lives.
The Biobus is a mobile exhibit that will tour Ireland for 5 weeks, reaching every county, including County Wexford. So we asked Tommy to tell us all about this Biobus we're hearing all about.
Yeah, the Biobus is a really unique way of educating the public about what the bioeconomy is. And really, in some ways, the bioeconomy is just a new word for an old concept. And for many people, it's a missing piece in the conversation about climate change, and it's a crucial element of the sustainable transition we as a society need to achieve. So the Biobus, as the name suggests, it's mobile. From October the 16th to the 19th of November, the Biobus is going to be travelling around Ireland. It's going to touch on every county in Ireland during that window. And the Biobus is going to build awareness around the bioeconomy. It'll be here in Wexford along the quayside on the 18th of October between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. And it's really open to everybody over 11 years of age. So within that Biobus, first and foremost, you get a free cup of tea or coffee when you come along to visit it. But it's just going to show how ubiquitous the petrochemical economy has become in our lives. So it'll highlight aspects around how our energy is produced, obviously, but also how our food is produced, and even the way byproducts of the fossil fuel industry have integrated into every aspect of our life. You know, it's used in the ink we use to print the books, it's used in the glue to stick those pages together. So I think a lot of people will get a lot of surprises just into how ubiquitous that petrochemical economy has become.
The initiative is part of Bioeconomy Ireland Week, which takes place from the 14th to the 22nd of October. So Tommy explained what the term bioeconomy actually means.
Yeah, and bioeconomy is just a new word for an old concept. It's really built on four central pillars. It's about harvesting sustainably from nature. It's about producing renewable bio-based products and services. It's about repurposing waste back into the system. And it's also about supporting biodiversity so we can continue to harvest sustainably. It's really about developing a circular system. And when we talk about bioeconomy, it's looking at getting the products we need and the various inputs we need to live our lives from biological sources, from plants, from animals, from microbes, which are renewable and which are more eco-friendly than some of our current practices. And this is something we used to do before the heavy reliance on the petrochemical economy. And like I say, it's essentially a new definition for an old concept.
Staying with the topic of bioeconomy, we asked Tommy what is its role in terms of helping us transition to a more sustainable future.
It's multifaceted. It's about developing new processes. It's about developing new products. It's about educating the public to remove the reliance we have on fossil fuels and fossil fuel byproducts, to reduce the impact our everyday lives have on the wider environment, and to allow us to continue to live our lives in a more sustainable fashion. It's really about harvesting and harnessing the natural resources right around the planet to become less extractive in how we live our lives as people on this planet, and to support the enhanced sustainability of our lives, of our societies, and ultimately of the global population.
We all know education is key to change for the better in protecting our environment for future generations. So with that in mind, as an expert, we asked Tommy if he had one piece of advice for people who want to become more sustainable in everyday life.
Well, I think the public are bombarded with information, and really to cut through the maelstrom of information that's coming, this is something new that will catch the attention. And really, this is fundamental to how we're going to live our lives into the future. It's about raising awareness and about removing that reliance on these fossil fuel based or the petrochemical based products we currently depend on. There's no magic bullet. I think that's probably one of the biggest challenges. If there was one big change we could make that would have a huge impact, it'd be very easy. My advice to people would be to waste less. You know, we're coming into Halloween season, we're coming into Christmas season. Really, we've become very focused on a consumer-based economy. So buying goods and consuming goods and quite often wasting a lot of those goods. Once a good is produced, whether it's utilized or wasted, its impact has already been placed on the planet. So we need to utilize the goods, whether that's food or products or any materials we purchase, rather than wasting those. So that would be my top tip.
Ours to Protect, in association with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.